To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back, guys. DGS and Camo X. We're here with Mark Cantor, attorney at law. Every few weeks, we bring Mark in. We talk about various aspects of the law. Today is going to be really interesting because Mark is an avid hunter, which we're going to get into. And, hunting laws and ATV flipovers and trespassing and all this stuff. And as Mark just said, like, not hunting in Missouri is like not skiing in Colorado. And I confided in him, I've never been hunting, and he invited me, and I'm going to go because I want to experience it. First thing I want to talk about, I love this, the story about your son coming in and his buddy and how much they ate. Yeah. I love that.
So, you know, we have deer camp, which is the greatest time, and my son goes to Mizzou. He's a junior. And so I invited him to hunt, and he says, Dad, can I bring a friend? And I said, sure. And they get there, and, you know, they're 21 years old, and they're hungry. So we went to Applebee's, which is great, in Warrenton. And they have a deal where you get two entrees and an appetizer, like it's a date night. Well, each boy ordered that.
I love it.
So they had two kids, four meals, two appetizers, and they ate every stitch of it. And then we went hunting at, you know, 5 the next morning, and I think we had too much scent to us.
Yes. Too much Applebee's in the air.
Yeah, but it was fantastic time. And
that's great.
And that's what it's all about. Yeah. It's really bonding and
family time.
Family time and friends. And, you know, in Missouri, we're hunters. It's something that comes natural to us. And it's Missouri is some of the best deer hunting in the country. And, you know, Cantor Injury Law has a retreat called Cantorland, which is about 250 acres. And, you know, I was lucky enough to get a huge 12-point buck during bow season, and now I'm tagged out. I got a nice 10-pointer during rifle season, and my older son's best friend got one, and my doctor got one, and you know, some people aren't even seeing deer, but Cantorland does the work all year long, so that when it looks like we're lucky, it's really because we've done timber stand improvements, we've done controlled and prescribed burns, we've killed the invasives, we planted the fields, we've cleared all, and we're good hunters working hard to win. So
should you, because I don't know anything about hunting at all, should you take some sort of classes or training before you go out? Or if you go out with someone like you, can you learn the trade as you're doing it?
So Missouri Conservation requires a hunter safety course.
Okay.
So the answer is yes, but some people, if you're old enough, you don't have to take it. I've taken it as a trial lawyer. I wanted to take it and be fully informed. On private land, the rules are a little bit different, but I think everyone should educate themselves on safety. It would, you know, reduce my amount of business by a lot, which would be a good thing because, negligence is basically being careless, not being reasonable. And you know, if you shoot and you don't know what the backstop is and it goes into a neighboring property and, you know, kills a horse or a cow or, God forbid, a person, you're liable. You know, you're stuck with that. We got to be safe out there.
What are some of the causes of action you see from this season, whether it's vehicles or it's guns?
It's normally related to everything we do as trial lawyers is negligence. It's being careless. lots and lots of ATV accidents. And so then you may ask, well, is that the landowner's responsibility or is it just dangerous to ATV? And the answer to that is yes, it's both. So a landowner has a duty to warn of a dangerous known condition, but they don't have a duty to warn of a natural condition. So at Canterland, we have 140-foot cliffs, we have caves, we have rivers. You know, if you're driving fast in those and you flip, that is not my responsibility. I have a duty to use reasonable care. But if you're driving 40 miles an hour, that's one thing. Now, if there's if I took my excavator and I dug a deep hole and I didn't warn you about it and you drive in it and roll over, well, then I'm negligent. So, you know, and Missouri's comparative fault, so it can be both, mm-hmm. right? So the jury gets to decide that, whose percentage is of fault.
Do you like that, by the way, the way Missouri does it?
I think it's smart. Yes, I do like that. I think it's a fair way to balance the equities of a case. And, you know, some insurance companies hate it because they could be 1% at fault. But if you have $1 million of damages, then, you know, you owe your percent. Mm-hmm. So, or 10% would be $100,000 in that scenario.
Yeah.
And sometimes there's $25,000 of insurance. So you could have a terrible, terrible injury and a small percentage of fault that was the other side's and still collect. And that way we don't put it on the government. You know, I don't want people to be dependents on the state of Missouri. The insurance is out there. But just because someone got hurt on your land doesn't mean that you're responsible. A lot of people believe that.
What about, I remember, you know, growing up in South Roxana, one of my first in my family didn't even go to college, much less law school. And so many of the things they talked about violated my country sensibilities. Like I remember Summers v. Tice, God, why do I remember that? Where I think it's the one where a guy had a hunting lodge and he set up a crossbow that would fire if someone opened the door.
Spring loaded, right?
Yeah. And I was like, sounds reasonable.
Yeah.
right?
They had those in Louisiana where I went to law school.
Yeah, right. So what are the rules about whether it's Canterland or it's my front yard?
Well, so here's the deal. First of all, there's distinctions, licensee, invitee, trespasser. You don't generally owe a duty of care to a trespasser, but you can't set up a spring loaded, crossbow and kill them. Okay, so you have to use, you can't do that. And you can't use deadly force ever to protect property. So, you know, you see all these videos. If someone walks on your land and you shoot them, you're going to prison for a long, long time, and you should. Now, if they come on your property with a gun to do you harm, that's different. But, so you gotta use the reasonable standard. So you can't use deadly force to protect property. And in Missouri, you know, you can't track your deer onto your neighbor's property. You become a trespasser. So you should have good neighbors and you should know your neighbors so you can call them up. And if you called me up and said, Mark, you know, I had an archery shot. It was a little far back on a big buck. And I've tracked the last spot of blood to your fence line. Can I come in? I'd say, sure, I'll come help you. And that's the way it should be. But if you come over and you haven't told me, that may aggravate me. You're a trespasser at that point.
Mm-hmm.
So let's be good neighbors. Let's not trespass. But as soon as you call them up, you become an invitee, which means that you can be there and that the laws change.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the way it should be done.
How have you had trespassers? Have you had poachers?
So, you know, we're blessed that our land borders Reef Schneider. I've caught kids trespassing. I have game cams everywhere. And, you know, what I did is call the parents and say, hey, you know, if you want to tour the property, come ask me. Your kids can't be wandering around my property. It's dangerous. I've got tree stands. You know, there's an argument that could be made. They're attractive nuisances. So mm-hmm. you go on there and then you climb up. So you got to warn them and tell them to stay off so that you limit your liability.
Yeah.
It's just like, you know, the classic trampoline in the backyard.
Yeah.
You know, people
get attractive nuisance.
The attractive nuisance. Like kids want to go swimming in your... You know, so you got to take, I've put up warning signs, you know, I've got a limestone quarry lake, and I caught six kids down there and I put them in my ATV. I've got a big, Polaris Ranger seat six. I piled them all in. And I took them back to their grandfather and this nice 12-year-old boy was telling me how he likes to jump off the rocks there. And I'm just like, oh, that's great. But you know, we got to have your parents or which rock is it, by the way? And he's telling me, and you know, I was super nice about it, but I can't have a you know, kid jumping off the rocks at Candleland.
Yeah. So I'm curious, this is more of an overall question, but it's been 25 years since I've practiced, and 35 years ago when I started, and I was like at Sandberg Phoenix, and we were representing like ATV makers and things like that. So I know kind of some of the science and some of the, you know, this is what was wrong 35 years ago, 25 years ago. My point is, you'd think that products liability, they would have figured it out by now.
Yes, but they haven't, because dangerous things, fun things are dangerous. And, you know, some of these things aren't even sold in Japan where they're, you know, made. So ATVs, classic ride on tops, they don't have a turning differential. So if you're turning left in a car, your front left tire goes slower than your front right tire. It's turning. Well, an ATV doesn't have that, which causes that bounce effect and then the rollover. And we've seen some terrible, terrible accidents with that. So there is ATV products liability. There's also negligence. So, you know, we handle the gamut of those cases, not for sprained strains because it's expensive, but, you know, we've seen paralysis cases from that. And they're just awful for the families. And a lot of them times they involve alcohol. There's a lot of hunting injuries with alcohol. And you remember the whole Dick Cheney story, right? You know, they were bird hunting. But I always give a safety lecture, even to the experienced hunters, to the, you know, my kids are there rolling their eyes. But you've got to do it because that's what reasonable people do. And let's do fun things, dangerous things in a safe way.
Yeah. What led you to Candleland? What led you to hunting?
So I never hunted as a kid. My parents were anti-gun. I had a realization that in Missouri, like you said at the opening of the show, not hunting. All my clients hunted, and I had a case with a huge recovery, and the daughters were fighting over the father's shotgun, and I had to make two more shotguns, and I made a chart for like 50 years about who gets the shotgun that rotates. And I realized I was blind to that part of our culture in Missouri, and I wanted to learn how to hunt. And so I got a gun and started taking classes, and I am an avid conservationist now. My mother is an Audubon type person, you know, planting stuff for, you know, butterflies and bees and so her yard is perfect. So I do that on a larger scale at Candleland. I've got almost 250 acres, and you know, I've got a skid loader with a barrel head mulcher and a, you know, which is a forestry type of device to, and I've got an excavator and I've got a high lift and I'm out there burning.
Yeah.
And so my land is really the way a Missouri forest should be. You know, the understory is right and the canopy is right. And I don't have a lot of honeysuckle or Irish rose or, you know, all those bad plants. Mm-hmm. And that's why we've had great results hunting. It's also why we have great results at Cantor Injury Law, because we're putting in the work to win. And you got to do the work, you know, work hard, play hard. You got to do it. And so we've yielded, other people are saying they haven't seen any deer. We took three large bucks in the first 2 days. We didn't get any opening day, but the second and third day we got three large bucks, which is a fantastic result. And so now I'm tagged out. So I'll be hunting does. I'm doing Hunt With Your Boss Day tomorrow. I'm taking some people that work with me that want to hunt.
Yeah.
And we'll do deer camp and, you know, make the back strap and the tenderloin. And maybe one of these days I'll have you out there, Dave.
Yeah, I would legitimately, truly like to do it. It's something I've never done in my life, and I need to experience it. How do people find you?
So we're at cantorinjurylaw.com. And so you can visit us on the web or 314-628-9999. You've probably seen our signs for Cantor Injury Law and our signs for Candleland. We're the only law firm that I'm aware of in the country with its own retreat center. And you can't get more local than that. So our theme, it used to be, get the big bucks. You know, don't take a little doe. Get the big bucks. And it's hunting season, so I'm saying that now. But you see the sign for Count on Cantor. And I think your audience can count on Cantor. We're here. We're local. We won't ever sell them out. And I hope that if they need a great lawyer advocating for them, that they call Cantor Injury Law.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank you.
To remind you that that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Welcome back, DGS. Wheeler will be back tomorrow. I'm sure you've missed him. I missed him.
I miss him. He's bringing fudge from Bucky's tomorrow.
Did he say where he was?
No, I don't think so.
Is that the biggest, thickest shadow you've ever seen anyone cast?
I'm like, oh, that's Wheeler.
Yeah, I wanted to say it, but I felt like he'd take it the wrong way.
I don't think he takes things the wrong way.
I don't think he takes things the wrong way. No. No, maybe I just meant it the wrong way. Maybe that's what it is. What's your thing about being woke?
Okay, so the reason I put on the sheet, like, I guess I'm not woke, okay? Have you heard this TikTok sound of Lois from Family Guy saying that?
Yes.
Okay, so that, I was just trying to make a joke, but I saw on the New York Post that some experts out there, the experts in Australia, as far as I know, this is not happening here in the U.S., but experts in Australia are saying that parents should ask their little babies for consent before changing their diapers. I think the problem there is that babies can't understand human language and are kind of incapable of giving consent.
It's a barrier.
It's a little bit of a barrier. Look, I agree with them in a little bit of a sense where they're like, yeah, just, you know, talk to your baby, let them know, like, I'm about to change your diaper. This is what's happening. I think that probably can be, like, very useful and just, like, a good bonding exercise for you and the child. But as far as, like, asking the child, is it okay if I change your diaper right now? That feels like a horrible idea because, okay, let's say the baby has reached the stage where they can say yes or no. They do know what you're saying. a lot of kids don't like to admit that they just went poo-poo in their diaper, and they're not going to want you to change the diaper. So putting the responsibility on the kid to decide whether or not, like, they're going to have a horrible diaper rash or not, I don't feel like it's a good idea. I also saw a story recently. Jake says if a baby says no, it means no. Sure, but if the baby needs to be changed and says no, you should probably still change the baby. I also saw a story recently, too, that some vets are suggesting that you get consent from your cat before doing any sort of care for your cat. Like, if you need to clean your cat's ears or something, you need to make sure the cat is totally fine with it before you proceed.
And how do you do that?
I guess just paying attention to their body language, and if they try to get away from you, you should just let them go. And again, I think everyone's heart is in the right place here. Like, yeah, you don't want to inflict, like, fear or pain upon these innocent creatures. But, I mean, isn't that the point of being a pet owner or a parent? Is it your responsibility to do these things for these innocents that they're not capable of doing themselves, or maybe they can't understand that it needs to happen?
Jill says, hashtag meow too.
So, yeah, I mean, look, I try to see where everybody's coming from. And I think there's a little bit of a point to be made here. There's something we can glean from it. But ultimately, like, guys, we can't get consent from a cat before
I might disagree with you on one point. I don't know that people who think you should get your cat's consent before you trim their nails have their heart in the right place. I think there are right-wing, complete a-holes that don't care about anyone but themselves and are discriminatory, and they're just awful people. I think on the left, you have a similar bunch of people who just go out of their way to try to think of the stupidest, dumbass things in the world that you're not doing so that they can look better than you and make you look stupid because you didn't ask your baby if it was okay to wipe their butt. Welcome back, DGS 234. Wheels will be back tomorrow. Thursday is going to be 1120 day, KMOX day. And so from about 8 in the morning until 6:30 in the evening, is that our first sirens?
I think so.
There we go.
Nice. We have the windows open in here because that's what you do to a professional broadcast studio. The sounds of St. Louis. Love it. What was I saying? Oh, yeah. Thursday is KMOX day. I will be on from 10 a.m. to noon with Amy Markscores and Charlie Brennan and Bob Costas and John Carney. And then I'll be hanging out pretty much the rest of the day. I may make it on a couple more times after that. We will see. But it's just going to be a bunch of the OGs from the past 25, 30, 40, 50 years and the current broadcasters. And it should be a lot of fun and kind of chaotic and mayhem, which, you know, it's just going to be that way. Tomorrow morning at 8 in the morning, Ackerman and I are going to be on Fox 2 talking about it. So if you want to watch that, cool, cool. What else? That's about it. Next week's Thanksgiving.
What time are you on Fox tomorrow?
I think 8:10.
Ooh.
Something like that. Fun. You can come with me.
Nah.
You ever been on television?
I have been on television one time when I was like 5 years old, 6 years old.
When you got kicked out of the pool for not wearing a top?
No, we couldn't get the news to come out and cover that one.
Yeah, that's sad.
They had come out. There was some sort of very inspiring thing going on at my little league game. Had nothing to do with me or my team. It was like the other team had like a girl playing on it or something, and that was like a big deal. You know, it was like a first for that particular team, right, or league or whatever. And so there's a shot where the cameraman could not have possibly planned this, but he really knocked it out of the park, where he's having a beautiful shot of the field. And then right in the middle of the shot, we meet dead in the middle. I have gone out to the field but forgotten my glove. So my disappointed father has to meet me halfway in the middle of the shot to hand off the glove.
That's
to
pretty
me.
Classic.
I go, thanks, Dad.
That's kind of shady to include. I mean, it's not like it was a live shot.
Look at this kid.
It was not a live
That's
shot.
That's so rude, actually. look at this little dummy. He forgot his glove.
When my poor father watched it back, he was like, oh, they caught that, huh?
My first time on television also involved subterfuge. My class went to the zoo, and we had our little bring-along lunch, right, with your Shasta grape soda and your warm tuna fish sandwich and your Pringles. And we ate, like, right outside the zoo, and then it was time to clean up. So, of course, we got in a line. We threw everything in the trash can. And I guess the news just happened to be there doing something else, and they filmed that and did a story about how we were cleaning up the park.
Nice.
Oh, and awesome. Even in like fifth grade, I remember thinking like, that's some bull crap. That didn't happen.
I love that.
Rach, you've been on TV.
Just whenever they filmed you here for the Notice story. That's the only time I've ever been on TV.
Mm.
And I'm just like, running the board. I didn't say anything or anything, but it was still quite exciting when I saw the video later.
She's being modest. She was one of the Real Housewives of Orange County. For
yeah, they just had BravoCon this past week, and so there's a lot of drama to catch up.
Brian wants to know if this was long-haired Andrew playing baseball.
That's a great question. It might have been. It may well have been. I might have been the girl that they were.
That's why you were on.
Looking to cover.
Like, look, she forgot her glove. She has beautiful hair, though. Did I see that Jake Paul's fighting someone else?
Yeah. He's fighting another.
Okay.
Another big guy.
Real question. When are we going to start getting tired of stuff? Like, I've lived several phases. And every phase has this in common. Everyone got tired of that phase. Mm-hmm. And then you moved on to a new one. This one's really hanging on.
It's hanging on. But so many people watched the Jake Paul Mike Tyson fight.
I guess.
Like so many. And I mean, I guess you could argue that that was more for Tyson than Paul maybe. But...
So Anthony Joshua is the gentleman that Jake Paul will be fighting... I don't really know any. I don't know anything about boxing. So
he's a two-time heavyweight champ.
The reason
who's
that,
not fought in years.
Oh, he's 36.
But the reason that this one is supposed to be a bigger deal because Jake Paul has made his name fighting
has-beens who fake it.
Yeah, it's traditionally been people like Mike Tyson who is one of the greatest boxers of all time, but is in his 50s and hasn't boxed in 25 years or whatever. So this is a guy who's only been out of the game for like a little bit, and he's much younger than that.
Do we know how Jake Paul got into boxing?
I think
he just decided he wanted to do it and
yeah,
then
I
started
think he
training.
Just decided that he wanted to.
Man, it must be nice to be rich and famous because then it's just like, hey, I want to be a boxer now. And then everyone's like, okay, here's your Netflix special.
Then there was another YouTuber that like, talked bad on him for it, and then they ended up fighting, and that's what kind of launched this whole, like, oh, if we just live stream this stuff, like, everybody on Earth watches it, apparently.
I need to get a ruling from you guys and the people online. So, I hate raking leaves. I will usually hire someone to rake the leaves. I think that's a good use of my money to, I don't want to do it. You need the money. I'm going to pay you. You're going to do it. But I haven't done it yet. I love the aesthetic of leaves. As I've told you, when leaves blow into my home, I don't pick them up right away. There's something, I don't know, cabin-y about that, maybe. Yeah. But just in general, I'm no botanist, so I don't know whether it's good or bad for your lawn or whatever, and I really don't care.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm looking at this article here that says that it's actually bad for your yard. It deprives your soil of valuable nutrients.
To rake the leaves.
To rake them up, yes. Oh,
there you go.
Just leave them.
It's a part of the natural cycle of the world. The leaves fall, they rot and compost and feed the,
You know who would know about this is Dave Murray.
Yes.
Dave Murray will have the answer.
Yes, he will.
Yeah, if Dave was here, what I just said, he'd be like, no, that's all wrong.
Just do the opposite of that.
I can't wait to talk to Brad. He's coming up. Brad Young is coming up at 3. Brad is probably my... You notice how I catch myself about to say things? I was going to say, Brad's probably my most reasonable conservative friend. But that could also be like ChatGPT agreeing with you. Because Brad, I find Brad very reasonable. And he typically agrees with things I say. So that maybe that's why he's my favorite conservative.
Yeah, because, yeah, I'm glad you said something like that, Dave. Because sometimes on the show, we'll be talking about like, oh, and they were so reasonable. And then I have that same thought of like, well...
Because they agreed with me.
Right. Is it reason or is it just, oh, I'm vibing with what this person is saying? Brad Young is a very reasonable person, I think, to anyone. He's not like going to fly off the handle. He's not emotional. He's thinking about things. It seems very clinically. So I think that definitely applies to him. But yeah, I've caught myself doing that before, too. Like, this guy was nothing but reasonable. It's like, well, I think they just agree with me. It's kind of an unfair standard. Right. I'm the standard of reasonableness. I don't think so.
But that's true, right? I mean, that's something I've been saying for 25 years on the air is that just by definition, because we're all autonomous skin bags with our own floating 2-pound brain in the darkness of a skull, trying to figure our way through electric bills and relationships and watch that rash. And, you know, we're just all kind of doing our best. But I think that who doesn't think they're reasonable?
Right.
Everyone thinks they're reasonable. Kim Jong-un doesn't wake up at 4 a.m. and go like, I'm a rotten evil guy. He thinks he's doing everything right.
I don't know. There are times where I'm like, oh, I was wrong. I was dead wrong in that situation. In the moment, I can't recognize it, but like I'm able to reflect later, you know, and see where I went astray. But yeah, I think typically, yeah, most people do just think like, look, I'm over here trying my best. Will we give ourselves, it's weird because sometimes it's like we're harder on ourselves than we are on other people. But then other times it's like, well, I know what's in my heart and I know I'm coming from a pure place. And then sometimes I think that leads you to do bad things because it's like you can just rationalize whatever you want because you're the main character and you're the good person, right? So yeah. There's always a reason behind I'm doing what I'm doing. Now, if the guy down the street does it, terrible.
Yeah. See, I think that it's very valuable. And warning, this is going to be a little bit of patting myself on the back. But I think it's a good thing in life when you can look at people you disagree with and empathize. For example, as everyone knows who listens to the show, I'm an agnostic. I'm not a believer in any major religion. I don't believe that they're true. However, for about 10 years of my life, I was so religious that I was going to leave college and go to Bible school in Springfield, Missouri, and become a pastor. I remember being completely sure about God. Completely sure. And I was, you know, in my early 20s. I wasn't a little kid. So when people disagree with me about religion, I don't feel the need to, like, eviscerate them. Not like I could, and I'm just taking it easy on them. I just, like, I get it. I was you. I understand. And when it comes to politics, Rachel, I just had this discussion today. I am anti-MAGA. I do not like Donald Trump. I do not trust Donald Trump. I think he's pulled the wool over everyone's eyes. But I voted for him in 2016 after he said, grab him by the pee. Because I was so deeply into the whole thing down at 97.1.
It felt like the right thing
to
do.
It felt like the right thing to do. And now I look back on that and I'm like, how could you have done that? But I did it. Mm-hmm. And so I have to give some grace to people who disagree with me politically and religiously, and I guess every other way. I think that's valuable.
Yeah, I think it's valuable too. And I think from time to time on the show, we're a little guilty of being like, can you believe this? Can you believe people really think like this? But we don't take it to a level ever. I don't think anyway, where it's like you're being insulting or you're painting the other side as like some sort of enemy. And that's where it gets really messy and really bad. When, like you said, Dave, you just remove all of that empathy. I can't tell you how many things I've seen on Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it, the past couple of days where it's like, don't treat someone who wants you and your way of life to blah, blah, blah. Like, we're so twisted up and it's so just like, yeah, that fellow American is actually your enemy. They have a different idea than you. So they are bad and evil and wrong. And you should turn off your empathy and your emotions towards them. They're not a person anymore. We used to not openly tout things like that. And now it's like you're weak if you don't feel that way. And that is very, very scary.
It's a big change. Welcome back, guys.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
As DGS 251, happy Tuesday. We have Attorney Brad Young at the top of the hour, which I'm really looking forward to. He's got several cases, he always does. And then there's so much going on today with politics and Trump and the Crown Prince of Saudi and the Epstein vote. And I really want to pick his brain about it. So he'll be here at the top of the hour. We have the think tank today, which is also great. We'll be able to talk about all these things with Steve Ellman and Donna Behringer. A new poll found that derogatory slurs are becoming less and less common. Gen Z does not find things like the F word offensive, and they curse more than we do, but they are offended by racist, sexist, and bigoted language and are very quick to call each other out.
Oh, interesting.
Mm. Yeah.
That's kind of different than what I see on the internet.
Yeah.
I think... Yeah, I don't know. And like, who knows what's going on in these private group chats of young people. So I don't know. I don't know if I believe that story, okay. I guess, is what I'm saying.
Okay. A plane made an emergency landing after someone vaped weed and the crew inhaled it.
Okay. Hmm.
Let me just say, I haven't said this in a long time.
Yep.
I hate potheads.
You haven't said that in a while.
And as you know, I typically eat a THC gummy every night. If I don't have somewhere to be or somewhere to go, it has replaced Lexapro for me. I'm a big believer in it. I'm a big believer in everyone's right to use cannabis however they want. But God, do I hate a pothead.
That's the police coming to shut you down.
Yeah, the 5-0, the popo.
Coming to censor you.
Do you feel me, though?
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
but I feel absolutely. I feel this way about anyone, and this is ironic, because you know me, I'm Malibu Dave, but anyone who's too into anything.
Yeah, anybody who bases their whole personality around this one thing that they do. It's like, can we have some multiple sides, people?
What else is interesting about you?
Yeah. Well, yeah, there has to be something else that you love or have interest in.
Well, and what kind of person does it take to, first of all, like, why are you vaping on the plane? Why are you vaping anything on the plane?
Yeah, you just couldn't wait.
You couldn't go 4 hours or however long your flight is. And then, yeah, to use cannabis like that. And then I don't want the flight attendant being high. I don't want the pilot getting I don't know how much of a contact high you can get from the vape.
Yeah, I wouldn't think much.
Vapors or whatever, but I see why they decided to not carry on with the situation.
Yeah.
There's better safe than sorry, I suppose.
The first Bitcoin purchase was made on May 22nd of 2010. Whew, this hurts. When a developer bought two pizzas for 10,000 Bitcoins, which would now be worth $1 billion.
I know, I love that.
Wow.
When I was researching Bitcoin years ago, and this is before it was even up this high, I found a YouTube video of somebody from around that time who bought a Subway sandwich with a Bitcoin, and I looked it up, and even at that time, it was like 190. This is before kind of the huge jump.
Right.
It was like $195 million worth of Bitcoin that this guy spent at Subway sandwich. It's on like a 6-inch. Sweet onion chicken teriyaki.
Sounds pretty good, though. Here's an interesting fact I was completely unaware of. When the Hindenburg crashed, you got it in your mind?
Yep.
We've all seen the Hindenburg crash. In 1937, 62 of the 97 people on board survived. The last survivor died at 92 years of age in 2014.
Whoa.
I assumed everyone died.
Yeah, I mean, the image that I have in my mind is it crashing into a fireball.
Yes.
Well, didn't we just kind of call it quits on the whole airship thing after that? Wasn't that kind of the idea of we're not going to carry on with this?
Yeah, and I wonder, like, was that a valid choice?
I mean, now that I know people survived, maybe they could have kept going.
I would love to ride on one of those.
I wouldn't on a bet.
A rigid airship? You wouldn't do it?
Oh, God, no.
What if you didn't know about the Hindenburg and someone's like, look at my rigid airship?
Yeah, no.
Okay.
No. I am not adventurous. Just not.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS.
With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.